the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that. No!
Fans of great 60s underground music, I'm Phil Gray, you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 248. Hey, if you listened to last week's episode 247, at first in what might just become a regular series here for Retrospect, we looked at the 60s garage and freakbeat and yeah music of France. If you haven't heard the episode, jump on iTunes or TuneIn or Stitcher Radio or any one of the places that you can get back episodes of Retrospect. So this is episode 248. We're going back to classic garage rock, although we have, of course, got Global Garage in the set as well. Hope you'll stay with me. Bunch of very cool stuff and a lot of new stuff to retrospect in tonight's episode, which got underway with Danny Burke and the Invaders out of Memphis, Tennessee. Danny Burke, actually younger brother of a guy called Tommy Burke, who had his own band, Tommy Burke and the Counts. So it was in May 1966, 45. We took the A-side, Ain't Going Nowhere, and that's off a great comp on Satan Records called Hang It Out to Dry.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, here's some Canadian garage out of Toronto. It's a 1965 release. This track has appeared on volume 12 of the Pebbles Comps, also on volume 3 of the Wild Canada series, the one titled Endless Dream. The band is called the Free Thinkers. This is You Were Born For Me.
Stop, baby, that wants to cry. And In the last 12 weeks, we have had four rock concerts where they stripped their bodies and went into open sex, not caring who watched. It's almost too filthy to read, but let's be honest with the facts.
Over, can't be on your way. Well, it's a long way home. Yeah, it's a long way to nowhere. Well, it's a long way home. Yeah, it's a long way to nowhere.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast Episode 248. Canadian band The Free Thinkers, top of the set with You Were Born For Me. Then out of Dearborn, USA, a club band in Detroit. Apparently these guys were so popular that they had lines of punters around buildings for hours trying to get in. They called Tino and the Revlons. They had an LP released in 1966 called By Request at the Swayzee. Now, this album apparently was recorded and released solely to be sold at the Sway Lounge. So it wasn't intended for airplay at all. Apparently 500 copies were pressed, sold out in 3 days. So real rarity. Tino and the Revlons from Dearborn. Picture of them up on the Facebook page. The track's called Lotta Lotta Lovin'. And then out of Detroit, The Pseudos, a 45 from April 1966 on Fink Records out of Detroit. Although the band actually from Utica, Michigan, we took the A-side of their April 66 45 called It's a Long Way to Nowhere.
This music can be coarse, fabulous.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast Episode 248. Don't forget about the back episodes. They're available a bunch of places, including accessradio.org, TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, Pod Directory. But if you go to iTunes Store and find Retrospect, just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. You can subscribe to the show there, also rate the episodes and leave a review on the show. And for that, I would be immensely grateful. Right, back into great 60s garage. Here's a little bit of psychedelia from The Electric Tomorrow. This is the B-side of a 45. The A-side was actually self-titled, also called The Electric Tomorrow. This is the B-side. This is called Sugar Cube.
I'm gonna go get some more.
Weekend festivals cause shocks as the youths do their thing. Despite nude sunbathing and swimming and a heavier dose of drug-taking, crowds appeared for the most part peaceful. But at the Isle of Wight, a boy and girl stripped naked jumped into a sea of foam that had been loosed from pressurized containers as a play area, engaged in sexual intercourse. No move was made to stop them as thousands stared in disbelief and others clapped and screamed, "This is the greatest."
Start over, but I'd really rather not, 'cause it would only happen.
another set of four on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. The Electric Tomorrow, top of the set with Sugar Cube. Then out of Danbury, Connecticut, we had a band called The Ravens. It's a 1965 7-inch 45 on Haven Records. We took the A-side called Sleepless Nights. Then a release from a label out of Texas called Cotton Ball, although the band, The Fabs, were from Los Angeles. 1967 release. It's called That's the Bag I'm In. Now, video of these guys up on our Facebook page. So this song, That's the Bag I'm In, was an adaptation of a Fred Neil track called Everything I Do Seems to Go Wrong. So Fullerton, California's The Fabs, with their reinterpretation, itself then later covered in 1967 by Chicago band H.P. Lovecraft. Finally in the set, a true rarity. At one stage, only four copies were known of. Copies had sold for up to US$1,600 each online. So the 45 was by The Wanderers, released on Texas Records. We took the A-side of that 45 called Higher Education. So The Electric Tomorrow, The Ravens, The Fabs, and The Wanderers out of Waco, Texas, with Higher Education. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
Is it habit forming?
It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence. No.
Well, it wouldn't be a Retrospect episode without our global garage set, and I have a bunch of new material coming up right now. Information about these acts up on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. If you haven't given us your like, go and do that right now. So we're starting off with one out of Japan, very obscure five-piece. Apparently they released just one single on a label called Express. That was in 1968. The band is called The White Kicks. This is called I Know Kitoba.
Watashi dake na shitte iru no Nijiro no ai no hitsu Ano hito to utari de探した小さな宝楽しい幸せと言うことはあなただけが知っているの水色の私の夢 膨らんだその夢はあなたと二人だけのそれは甘い愛という言葉だけど今は一人であなたを思い出しながら目を閉じるの二人だけな知っているの淡い色の思い出を悲しいことは忘れ胸に残るのは楽しい思い出と
だけど今は一人だけど今は
Il faut trimer du dans ton étendard. Il faut trimer du, rien ne s'étonne. Il faut trimer du pour vivoter mieux, devenir plus du et moins malheureux. Il faut trimer du, il faut trimer du, c'est la vie.
Rock Festival, Prairieville, Louisiana, a couple that had been dancing heatedly shucked their clothing, began simulating intercourse, then actually engaged in it. Onlookers pressing forward to watch kept police from stopping as thousands applauded.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Wow! Somebody has to say one more time. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La. Somebody help to say one more time. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
never stop to worry about a sin. Woken up and charged up and never tried to sin. Wondering if I've done wrong. Relays are pushing last tonight. Won't you tell me where about it? Now, now, that seems again better feel like yesterday. You might need a happy day. Won't you tell me? Certain scenes are so much easier today. Guess you need some brand new town and get your feet back on the ground. Won't you tell me?
And that is our global garage set for episode 248 of Retrospect. Japanese band The White Kicks, top of the set. Picture of them up on our Facebook page. I Know Kotoba was the name of the track. That's off a comp called Go-Go Groups from Japan. Secondly, we had a 1967 release out of France, actually a 7-inch 4-track EP. This was the opening track called Il Faut Tremer Deux, or Pushing Too Hard in French. That's by Nicolas Nils. 1967 release of that garage rock classic. Then another new one for Retrospect. The band is called The Snipers. Land of a Thousand Dances, that's the song written by Chris Kenner in 1962 and a staple of garage and soul music. So The Snipers with Land of a Thousand Dances, that one came off a comp called Java Java Volume 2 Indonesian Scream. And finally in the set, Spanish band Os Clavis. 1965 4-track EP, Where Have All the Good Times Gone? Ray Davis, of course, from the Kinks, wrote that track. It was the B-side to the Till the End of the Day 45. So White Kicks out of Japan, Nicolas Nils and Les Muratores with their version of Pushing Too Hard out of France, The Snipers from Indonesia, and Os Clavis from Spain. That's our global garage set. But wait, there's more coming up straight after this.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, I said we had more global garage, and we do. These guys formed 1961 in Tokyo. They toured Europe in 1966, the USA and Hawaii in 1967. They are one of the best known group sounds bands out of Japan. Video of this up on our Facebook page, and that is worth watching. This is The Spiders with Day Tripper.
She was a day tripper, yeah. A one way to get you. It's been so, so very long, baby. I found out. taking the easy way out. Oh, I gotta go easy. By taking the easy way out. She was a jackpot fire, yeah. Oh, one way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. For taking the easy way out. You gotta go easy. Went the easy way out. She was a jackpot, yeah. A one way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. All right then, baby. Oh, shit. She was a jackpot fire, yeah. One way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. I said, Wappa, I said, come a little closer, Wappa. Oh, no, no. Wappa, I said, one more time now, Wappa.
Yo te ofrezco amor sincero, quiéreme también. Yo te quiero, tú lo sabes, en mí debes confiar. Yo te ofrezco amor sincero, quiéreme tú también.
Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'm
Well, it's more Global Garage here on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Japan's The Spiders, top of the set with Day Tripper. Then a pioneering Chilean rock band who formed 1964, hugely influenced by the Yardbirds and the Rolling Stones. Recorded three albums for RCA, lots of covers, mainly Rolling Stones. They're called Los Jokers. We had Yo Te Quiero. Finally in the set, picture of these guys up on our Facebook page. Band formed around a guy called Camilo Blanes Cortez, Spanish singer, better known as Camilo Sesto. He had two main bands. One was The Boots. We took his next band, Los Dayson, the cover of The Stones, Satisfaction. So The Spiders from Japan, Chilean band Los Jokers, and Los Dayson. And that takes us to the end of this Global Garage Packed episode of Retrospect. Don't forget, if you've got a great idea for a country that I could theme a Retrospect episode around, then give me that feedback via our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. I invite you to post up a clip, a YouTube clip, or a Wikipedia reference, whatever you like, on some great music from far-flung places in the world. We've looked at New Zealand garage. We've pretty much touched on Australian garage as well. We had last week's France episode. What should I look more closely at next? The lines are open. Let me know. Well, I'm going to leave you with yet another Global Garage track. This one's Italian, 1968 release on Essa Records. I took it off a comp called Atto di Forza Volume 3. This is The Colemans with a K. The track's called Quando Occhi Fissi. And that is it for this week's Retrospect. Thanks for joining me. Hope you'll stick with future episodes of Retrospect throughout this year. I'm excited about the stuff I've got to bring you. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.